Barnard Star. A low mass, red dwarf star, 6 light-years from Sol. Industrious, at home to over 10 million people, Barnard Station is the hub of all the interplanetary trade in the system. Traders are constantly exchanging imported goods for the robotics and computers that Barnard Star is famed for throughout the galaxy. All this activity has to be controlled. Cargo must be scanned, ships must be authorized, and fees and bounties must be paid. These are the duties of the Barnard Star Dockers.
David Brubin, station manager, has called his long-suffering assistant, Michel Boots, to his office.
Ah, Michel, just the person I wanted to see. I have a communication here from Sol. We are requested and required to go to Sol for the Federal Association of Respected Traders.
Ah, fart, Your Highness. I hate the fart. You're always blowing the bad smells about poor feet.
Yes, well, we are a fart-approved station, and without a good fart rating, we would be closed in a heartbeat. So, take a memo.
Yes, your impeccableness.
All leave is cancelled. The station will be closed for a week as we all move to Sol to fart. Transport will be provided by my anus. There, that should do it. Send it to all the plebs, staff.
At once, Your Majesty.
I remember my first fart. Those were the days. We used to settle our differences with a good old mug duel. None of this fancy diplomacy. Now they stick me in front of a large screen and expect me to answer questions from the public. And I'm not even allowed to use any mugs on stage. Where's the fun?
In docking control, Richard and Sean are finishing their shift when the memo to fart comes through their systems.
Flight FU2, you're cleared for takeoff. Please fly carefully.
Hey, Richard. Have you been working out?
Actually, I have. How can you tell? Maybe it's my magnificent abs. Or my new larger chest.
Well, it's just that you're sounding a bit more masculine than you usually do.
Oh, shut up, Sean.
Hey, have you seen this? We're going to go to fart on Sol.
Oh, no, not them windbags. It's worse than listening to Lave Radio. At least with Lave Radio, you know it will finish at some point in the same week.
Yeah, well, it's a free holiday, isn't it? Set in the beautiful English countryside. Rain, wind, grey overcast skies. What's not to like?
I see my anus is getting in on the act again.
Yeah, they've taken a few Imperial clippers and given them the My Anus treatment. Roger My Anus is transporting us all this year.
There's something dodgy about My Anus. Slimy, that's the word.
He does make some nice looking ships though, and his G1 team's won the championship 5 times out of the last 7 years.
But that's just due to having that what's-her-name in it, Jennifer Taylor. Yeah, it's only having Jenny Taylor in my anus that improves the performance enough to win. I just don't trust the man, okay?
Well, say what you will, but I'd pay good money to get the My Anus treatment. You know, the whole inside job. And I wouldn't mind a bit of Jenny Taylor action.
Meanwhile, in the Thargoid and Ferdalance bar, a large crowd has gathered as the tension is hotting up at the 4D Galaxy Championship Pool Tournament. Baggage and customs workers Jack Sofalot, Finn Gerin and Doug Kittout are enjoying the spectacle on the 4D monitors.
Yes, he's just weighing up if he should take the easy pink or the hard brown here. Rod Cheese is looking in great form this year, but finds himself 4 frames down. That foul shot of winner's hole really putting the brakes on his last break. Well, he's at the table now, and he appears to be targeting a shot through the Ashinar system. He's spending a lot of time polishing his cue here. This is a tricky shot. He's got to avoid all the bio-waste around the planet slab, using the gravity of Sirius before shooting through the middle of 2 binary suns. Okay, he takes the shot. Oh my, that's a miscue. He's ripped the fabric of space-time and everyone here is getting pulled off. Hey, watch it. Oh, I'm Jacobs.
Oh, come on. That shot were as fair as me bleached anus. Stupid fecking game. Well, there's 10 frames left. Rhodes can still come back.
From five frames down against Frank? Not happening, me lover.
Oh, I love this 4D TV. Look at the view you can get from up here.
Fan, get down from up the ceiling. It's people like you what give this 4D sense to people that have a point about. Looking down people's tops and all that. Still, did you see that female ref?
Hey, Jack. Did you hear her all going to fart?
Yeah, I heard that. It's closing down the station. Still, nice bit of a holiday. Sounds like a win-win.
I don't like going off the station. I'm allergic to pirates, you know.
Aye, but I don't think we'll meet any pirates on the way to Sol. It's only one jump away.
You are. What is going to happen now you said it, Bummer?
Relax. Besides, we're frying our land in my anus. So if we're all going to die, at least I'll be in soft, mushy luxury.
David and Michelle are finalising their plans before heading out of the office to the FART meeting on Sol. David is trying to make sure that he has enough cigars so that he looks the part during the proceedings.
Ah, nothing like a good cigar. Oh, damn, I'm out. I must pop down to Papa Woody's Rare Goods. Nothing like a good suck on a cigar to get you going in the mornings and look important at meetings.
Yes, I like to start with a good suck too, your lordshipness.
Why don't you just stand there looking whimsical? Get on the bloody phone for me.
I've Papa Woody on the phone for you, your divineness.
Give us a second, this is probably my fault.
It's your line!
It's my only line! Hello, Papa Woody's Rare Goods. Getting the goods inside since 3,255. How can I help you? Oh shit, it's me again.
Ah yes, I would like to order some of your finest cigars. My name? David. David Brubin. Yes, BRAUOOOUUUUUOOBYIYN. My password, certainly, it's mug. Yes, MUG. What? I've exceeded my personal allowance. Are you calling me fat? Why, you little... Ooh, too many cigars. Since when? No, don't put me on hold! No, 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 I would not like to retype my fucking password. What do you mean I can take other products? I don't want any other fucking products, Michelle. I want a nice, fat, juicy cigar. Bunch of useless... Yes, I'm still here. All leave is cancelled. The station will be closed for a week as we all move to Seoul to fart.
Stop. Too many buttons.
I hear they do all right, well, Angel. Well, good's your greatness.
I don't want any other fucking product, Michelle. I want a nice, fat, juicy cigar. Bunch of useless Yes, I'm still here. Old Hobbit? Who are you calling a fucking old Hobbit? You fucking... Oh, I have a product, you say? Oh, well, go on, I'll give it a try. But it won't be the cigar. Fucking personal allowance.
Remember what happened with the onion head, your addictiveness.
Yes, well, Papa doesn't sell illegal drugs, just rares. Enter!
It is your old hobby. It looks like the tobacco.
Ah, that was quick. Yeah, well, it looks smokable. Michelle, get me my pipe.
At once, your divineness.
A few minutes later, everyone is gathered in the docking bay, waiting for my anus. There are plenty of oohs and ahs from the crowd, as my anus executes a perfect landing in Bay 15. Many of the onlookers have never seen anything like my anus before. Certainly not one this large and luxurious. It looks like it's capable of servicing up to 1,000 people at a time.
Mr. My Anus here, I am picking up everyone and personally flying you to Fart on Sol. This year it's in Northampton and we are the official ship supplier. So all aboard my anus and please enjoy your flight.
Bah, have you seen this program for fart? There is a whole section devoted to lave radio. Another for fantastic books, a talk on the slurry of slough, Racial equality talks by Mahatma Jacket. Look, they've even got a talk by John Stabler about violence. What does he know? He's never thrown a mug at anyone in his life.
Yes, that is a bar, though, so you can just drink your way through it all your impeccableness.
Still looks like lots of stalls and stands this year. I must admit I felt a bit gassy since I had that old hobbit. Better out than in, though.
Can we open the airlock, Your Majesty?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. We'll be traveling non-stop to Sol. We'll be cruising at an infinite height and reaching speeds of 9,000 times the speed of light. Enjoy the flight and thank you for flying with my anus. Now for a brief safety announcement.
Oh, for fuck's sake, not this bollocks again. Why do they always give us this fucking talk? Chances are, if anything goes wrong with this ship, we'll all be going to be instantly turned into Higgs bosons anyway. Get on with it!
Really? An Imperial ship? Really? Whose fucking idea was this? Ooh, a free life brandy. Don't mind if I do.
Ah, this is what I'm talking about, Richard. Look at all the leg room you get in my anus.
Yeah, but I still say my anus is just out for number two.
Ooh, it's lovely, Richard. If you didn't spend half our money on useless things, we could afford to travel like this.
Useless things? I didn't see you complaining about that membership to Smell Sniffalog, the Galaxy's Premium Aroma Catalogue.
You have to love my anus, though. It smells like muddy, moist rose garden, and just a hint of creosote, and orphan's tears.
Ah, this is the life, though. Look, real leasty leather, drinks on demand, and your own personal 4D TV set. Bloody marvellous. Finn, get down from the luggage rack, you twat.
Oh, they've even got the latest episode of Found by Fondling.
We are now arriving at London Terminal, Sol. Please remain seated in my anus until the ship has stopped moving.
That was quick. I didn't even get me bloody levy and brandy.
I only just got past the opening credits.
I still didn't manage to stop you knocking one out, though.
Would have been two if that damn copyright message stopped flashing up.
In the FART arena, the delegates and traders are arriving, setting up their stalls and booths to show off all their latest innovations and ideas. Over in the Imperial section, Senator Drew Waggar is promoting his new book, The Slave Ward Saga.
It's Waggar. Waggar. One slave's arrived yet.
We're having trouble getting all 500 of them through customs, sire.
I was emphatically promised by these Federation simpletons that the Imperial quota would not be meddled with. Now, unless you wish to find yourself expunged from our glorious Emperor's service, I suggest you try a little more persuasion.
Excuse me, make way. Excuse me, world-renowned twatcher, ambassador, lave radio presenter, and TV personality extraordinaire coming through. This is my stand. It's a bit small. I need at least 16-foot by 9-foot stage. I only operate in widescreen.
Is this some kind of humorless joke? I can't sell my books next to this travesty. His shiny forehead is distracting. And his manner, obstreperous. Well, at least that misbegotten bourgeoisie David Brubin isn't here.
Right, we're in the B section. Books, bastards, bollocks. Barnard Star, here we are. Oh look, there's that Imperial Senator. Hello, Senator Wiggle! Mugs in the front, then the pencils. Nice of Roger to lend me his ship as a backdrop.
There is something shining in my eyes from that stall over there, your fantasticalness.
Hands! Put that Imperial down, and take off that ridiculous ginger wig. Now go and tell that stallholder there's something shining into my anus.
At once, sir! I don't think the John Stabler fan club is for me.
Mr. Viger, sir, I think you're making a huge mistake. His luscious ginger locks flow so smoothly, and the way he enunciates on lave radio.
Oh. Yes. But... yes, but he can get a suntan in a crescent moon, and ginger really isn't my colour.
His complexion outshines a white dwarf star. Oh, and Anyone got a wet wipe?
Hans, have you dealt with that shiny thing yet?
Well, 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 well. We meet again, Commander K-Arks.
You! Last time we met, you tortured me with late radio reruns. You locked me in a cell and you threatened to have me shot.
You took off without permission. It was an appropriate response. Anyway, I have no jurisdiction here. Otherwise, I would hook you up your... I would hook up your testicles to a car battery and fry a large sausage on your forehead.
Well, what do you want then? I haven't got all day. I'm subject to a non-disclosure agreement, so anything you do want from me will have to wait until soon.
There is something shining out of your box and into my anus over here.
But we haven't set up any lighting yet.
Well, it had better stop shining, or I will dull your senses with this badly written book I purchased from Slough. What the hell?
Slice the Santa Wager! Make way, make way!
Hands!
You can't put them there. It completely blocked my stand. How are people supposed to see my twat stream with 500 slaves in the way?
Hands! It stopped now, the shiny thing.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the arena, the rest of the staff are enjoying their break.
Oh, it's nice to get off the station again. Look at all these stands. They must have every station in the galaxy here.
Yes. Look at this stand here. What are you selling, young chap?
This is the stand of the most handsome, the most amazing, the wonderful, the most ginger John Stabler fan club. For 10 credits, you get this badge, and here we have a signed photo, and of course the most important, the ginger wig with matching merkin.
What on Dezo are these?
Please don't touch them without first purchasing the ginger ticket. They're the only pair of super absorbent Lave Radio incontinence pants, not in a private collection. They were used during the 50th episode special and were used many times during the show. It's good luck to wear them on your head. Without around 50% genuine Stabler soil, they have a sensuous smell, and if you lick the right bits, you can taste it too. Well, two now. But that's a 100% growth rate today. Onwards and upwards. Soon everyone will appreciate the ginger magnificence that is the glorious John Stabler. He's here, I can see him. The stand is now closed.
FART show is filling up nicely, and customers are visiting the stands from all over the galaxy. We join John Stabler of Lave Radio fame as he attempts to join up in a quest to leave his legacy to the galaxy.
And you say by joining you, my name will live on amongst the stars forevermore?
We operate on a first-come, first-served basis. Everyone who makes a donation and signs up will be rewarded in this life and the next for generations to come.
That sounds ideal. And all I have to do is pay 50 credits and sign here, right? Are you sure I'm cut out to donate?
Well, you certainly are distinguished enough. You do have the hair for it. You say that you have a record of public speaking.
I've hosted Lay Radio. You really think I have the hair? People will be drawn in by that, do you think? What about all the other features? The arms, the legs, the slightly camp way I walk?
Well, we've had lots of people sign up because of their unusual features. You do know people who are special or have a bit different than they usually find their way here and sign up.
I always knew I was special.
We do have an online facility where you can check on your donations and pledge if you're feeling generous.
Online wanking. Oh, I like the idea of that too, yeah. I think this is the service for me.
John, I will follow you anywhere. Where do I sign?
Well, just sign here and we will get you a robe and special book. If you just place your donation in the jar, you'll be fitted out with what would be ideal.
I hope you don't expect me to fill that jar. That's a lot of donation.
We ask all our donors to make whatever contribution they can, small or large. Of course, we prefer the large donation.
A donation that large must have taken a lot of balls. So you've all had experience of this yourselves, then?
I've been here for many years, and I have become very happy. Everyone is a brother here.
Oh, wow. So it's like cloning, then? That's even better. Thousands of stablers roaming the universe. Sign me up now.
No. Me first. Finally, we can be together forever, John. Okay, what's this here? I hereby agree to sign to join the Supreme Order of Van Manden's Star and become a silent monk until the day I die or the day I graduate to the Holy Order of the Jumper. Signed, Viger. There, that's done.
Oh, monk. Shit. No, I've got that wrong. I thought this was... monk donation. Nothing to do with registration for the signed sperm bank there, the Sirius sperm bank there.
What? I'm not going if John isn't going. What are you doing? No, leave my ginger wig alone. Ah, where are you taking me? You can't do this.
Take him away and make sure he remains silent. Push his face into a bowl of cheesy watches and offer his resistance.
On the other side of the arena, the staff of Barnard Station are having a great time, enjoying all the sights and sounds of a good fart.
Ooh, look, a McThargoid stand. A free McStiffy for everyone who visits.
Well, at least it's McStiffy's this year. Last time they were trying to hand out my herpes. Apparently it was supposed to say herpies, but there was a misprint.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time someone's caught something from a McThargoid, though.
Hey, I take great pride in McThargoids, and I've never caught anything I regret.
How do you explain Richard, then?
Oh, come on. Can't you two get along for just one day?
It's fine, May. Come on, let's go and get some creamy McStiffies in our mouths.
Okay, you scare infidels. On the flare-flare-flare ground with all of you. We are the Supreme Order of Van Mezen Star. Do as we say and nobody will get hurt.
Well, this is good. Nice to see some live roleplay going on.
You infidel. Put down that drink down and come here.
Okay. Hold my McStiffy for me, May, please. Hey, I thought you role-playing guys were supposed to pull your punches.
We are the Supreme Order of a Messing Star, does not pretend. At this very moment, thousands of our wizard followers are flooding into this pathetic system. You will bow towards the holy monks and worship the High Lord Crash. This system has been corrupt for too long, and the Federation with it. It is time for the Supreme Order of Amin Star to rule the galaxy. We fair saw a shiny thing in the sky, and we fair followed it to this dead planet. We know our Lord is here, for it shone like the light of a fair million stars.
Oh, for fuck's sake, it's the mad monks of Van Manen's Star. They worship Twatch and Thargoids. They believe that redemption can only come through the face of Twatch and the return of the Thargoids. They have the entire works of that idiot Karash on constant loop, believing if his head wobbles and shines on a certain night, they can bring back the bloody Thargoids.
Maybe I can run around and attack the rear, sir.
No, we can't risk it.
I say, old chaps, that's just not cricket. One should invite one to war with a perfectly nicely worded invitation. Old Charlie here doesn't seem to understand the rules and regulations.
Okay, everyone here, into my anus. We need a plan. Ah, so there's a Winkle. Come in. There is room in my anus for all 500 of your slaves. Yes, just stick them in there.
I knew this fart was a mistake. Federation security at his finest, no doubt.
Why have you brought so many slaves to fart anyway, Senator Wrangle?
Wagar! First 500 customers for my new book get a free slave.
I say, Obi, looks like some of our staff are in a bit of a pickle. I for I'll formulate a plan with David, which he will then, of course, claim as his idea. But tally-ho, old chaps. Do I hear Jack Sovelet? One would recognise that heavy breathing anywhere.
Okay, they've got Richard, they've got Finn and Doug, but me and Sean and May escaped.
Sean attracted his attention by imitating docking control on the PA, and then Jack stuck his McStiffy into the monk's face and slapped him with it. We lost Finn, but then we passed the Galaxy Girl stand.
You nearly lost me there too.
I'm right here with Doug.
How the hell did you get away?
You army lover. You know that stand we saw in the gentleman's magazines? Well, Finn bought their entire stock. And when the monk caught up with us, we started throwing them at him.
Religious Order number 7 of Van Maaren's Star says you can't look at naked women. It's cost my whole collection of extreme x-ray, but we managed to get away.
Great. We can use Finn's pawn then to beat them off.
Great idea. I'll get the lube.
I meant fight them off, way at Finn.
I'm afraid not. We used all of our ammo once I threw the pristine copy of Sphincter Search number 1.
Well, then set fire to them.
That was the last copy in the galaxy, too.
That's the realities of war, Finn. You lose the things closest to you. Look at young Vigar here. He's wanted for desertion after they signed him up against his will. He's seen things. Cracked by the enemy. You don't want to end up like him.
They ruined my ginger wig. They pulled the pins off my patches, but worse, they ripped my super absorbent life radio patches. Oh, John, where art thou in thine darkest hour?
I told you ages ago you should have sold me those pants. Still, that's cheered me up. Mine are now priceless.
Oh, for fuck's sake, this isn't Private Ryan's savings. Michelle, I need you to take an inventory of what we have. Anyone else have any good ideas? Now's the time to get them out.
Away, your field marshalness. I will get the inventory.
Greetings, commanders. I have a plan we can use to get into this mess.
Good, good. Well, let's hear it then.
I can't tell you under a gagging order.
I like them.
Did anyone ever tell you you're about as much use as a moth in a jumper factory? Oh, and Hans, that shiny thing is back again.
We could send John Stabler in there. He'd know what to do with his luscious ginger locks blowing in the breeze. Standing tall and magnificent, the monks would cower before him. Oh, anyone got a wet pipe? Again.
Oh, for fuck's sake, look, anyone got a plan they can actually tell us and doesn't involve members of Lave Radio?
Right, chaps. I have made a war table out of this bit of old Mayanus that weren't boiled down.
Ah, excellent. Okay. Michelle, have you finished off that count yet?
I have only just met in your inquisitiveness. Oh, you mean the inventory. Okay, your generalissimoness. We have 3,152 mugs, 1,100 pencils, a case of Lavian brandy, a large tub of sauerkraut, a blow-up trundle, a large pile of ginger hair, and also I found out what's causing the shiny thing, your magnificentness.
Ah, yes, the shiny thing. Well, spit it out, woman.
It is the Commander Crash. It is his forehead. It is very shiny. Almost 100% reflective, your woolly jumperness. I caught him talking to the onionhead growers about borrowing him for 6 months, something about increasing yields.
We also have 500 slaves, my personal catapult, and, several copies of my new book.
Okay, the Imperial scum are here! The monks are located here, here, and here. They have surrounded Mechtargoids, and they have completely overrun the central area of Mayanus, which is now burning furiously. The only way in or out is blocked by the Imperial bastards! Van Maaren says monks.
Okay, what we need is a diversion. Senator Whaler, I suggest you attack with your slaves whilst we find a way into the Mechtargoid sector. Finn, you take Jack and Doug from behind.
It's been a while since I did that. Oh, you mean get behind the monks?
And can someone tell that bloody idiot Karash to turn down his bloody forehead? Hang on, I've an idea. That's been building for hours. It just had to be. Oh, for fuck's sake!
Oh, Hobbit, the world's finest smokable laxative. Very rare, that stuff, but very powerful.
I hear one man in the Beldakery system managed to push a station out of orbit. They found him 200 light years away, splattered in the entrance of Winard's hole.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Meanwhile, at the McThargoid stand, most of the Fart delegates have been locked inside. Richard Swallow is being interrogated by the monks, who have noticed the Barnard Star delegation is missing.
Where are they? And where is the twatcher? You will speak. Say, Richard.
I told you they came in my anus and I haven't seen them since.
Lies! For fair, I'll push him to the ground.
This is serious. We will not be made fun of.
I swear I'm telling the truth. Truth.
He may takes the piss.
I suggest we persuade him to talk.
Fair. How do you want him to stalk?
No, thank you. We need him to speak.
Make him a seek. Well, if we don't do conversions.
Listen to me. We need to make him converse.
That infidel will never convert, I tell you.
Verbalize, dwarf. Otherwise, I gossip, blab. We need to make him blab.
Yeah, well, why didn't you say? Good idea, fetch the
The power drill?
No, the
pepper spray?
No, the
the pernod?
No, you know, the
Oh, the plastic replica of Chris Bobbard's hairy handle.
No, the holy whip.
That doesn't sound good.
We will destroy his willpower and ruin his...
Yes, hold on.
Continuous lying infidel.
Outside McThargoids.
Come on, Commander Gerash. The silly little monks aren't going to hurt you whilst I'm here.
I don't understand. Why have I been covered in moisturizer?
David wants you extra shiny. That's why I'm wearing these aviator sunglasses.
I have a really bad feeling about this.
Hey, isn't that Quentin's Balls Deep, the owner of Thorn Dilmy Balls G1 racing team?
I couldn't say.
You never can. Well, someone needs to rescue him. Oh, and Richard. Right, Gerash, time to do your thing.
What thing? Do you have to shine that in my face?
Look into the light of our Lord and make his sunscreen sacrifice. Look how his head doth wobble.
It's hurting my eyes.
Retreat into the west wand. And prepare for the return of the Thargoids and the resurrection of our shiny things.
This is stealth sausage to Muck Mayhem. The swatch is shining. Repeat, the swatch is shining. Over.
Right, that's phase one underway. May, you're up next.
Lucky for me, I always carry my McThargoids uniform everywhere I go.
Before you go, old girl, Hans has just informed me that there's a few major hostages. We need you to lead them out. Watto, before you can go in.
Okay. Come on, Jack, let's go.
Richard better appreciate this. A pink onesie, really.
I think our uniforms look very smart. It suits you, Jack. It brings out your feminine side.
It brings me out in a rash. This thing ain't half itchy.
It's meant to. Scientists found that most fast food workers just stand around staring into space, even when customers are talking to them. The McScratchy onesie was invented to keep me moving all times.
How do you manage to keep working all day with this bleeding thing?
I'm married to Richard. I'm immune to mild irritants. Mind you, it has gone wrong a few times. Only last month, Betty came in to work with her uniform on inside out. You should have seen the carnage at the fly-through. Every time she touched a customer, they boosted into the station wall to make it stop.
Are you two plebs going to stand around all day gossiping? We have people to rescue. Michelle, get me Frisky Fondler on the radio.
At once, your commanderness. This is French fancy to Frisky Fondler. Come in, the Frisky Fondler. Over.
This is Frisky Fondler. Are you sure about this? You're always telling me off for taking my clothes off. Over.
Yes, quite sure. We need to get the hostages to run quickly and in the same direction. Just make sure you walk slowly at them. If there's any stragglers, Terra Tractor will round them up. Over.
Terra Tractor, are you, Baba? I cannot cover Finn instead, me lover. Can I not cover Finn instead, me lover? Maybe with a large towel? Over.
Inside the Thargoids, the monks are writing a list of demands. Richard has been strapped to a table and is being whipped. Possibly not for the first time in his life. Lucky sod. Usually, one has to pay a premium for that sort of thing. It's getting really hard to find a good place these days. And the price is... Oh yes, Richard.
Ah, look, I have nothing more to give you. I swear, I've not seen anyone since they all popped out of my inners about 2 hours ago.
Very well. You leave us with no choice. Bring in the lubed pepperoni. And the Susan Boyle's movie.
I told you everything I know. Ah!
It's no use. I think he's had this procedure before.
Very well then. We have a hardened infidel. Get the copy of Lave Radio's greatest hits and the leak-proof headphones. And put it on a loop.
Say, that contravenes all the Galactic Convention's principles.
I think they started that when they sacrificed our Lord and get a shiny one.
Balls! Get your salty McTrumbo balls here.
McStiffies! Free McStiffy shakes here.
Ooh! I'll have a big stiffy and a bag of balls, please.
Just a sake for me, please.
No, me.
Balls to the forehead.
There's nothing like a creamy McStiffy shake all over me.
That's the largest donation I have received all day.
Run, Richard! Run!
Quick, stay! Capture him! He's moving quickly.
They're gaining on us.
I have an idea. You go ahead.
I'm not leaving you, May.
That's the bravest thing that's ever said.
Go! I know what I'm doing.
Come on, Richard, let's get out of here.
Right, if I just plug this wire in here and turn the PA system and run!
Isn't that the intro to Lave Radio?
Quick, cover your ears.
Make it stir feeling sleepy.
Must react, pause.
Great work, May. Now let's get out of here.
Hey, don't leave me. Take me with you. They threatened me with fucking cocks. They had them both tortured. I can't take it anymore.
Holy moly, it's Quentin. What's his name? You know the man with the, you know, G1T.
Richard, quick, grab his legs and we'll get out of here.
Shouldn't we save ourselves first?
And that's what I've had against thee all these years.
I can't help it. I'm a natural coward and I happen to like me.
Just grab his legs. It's not that far.
Meanwhile, inside the headquarters located in Myanus, David Brubin and Lou Brachet are coordinating the attack.
I say, looks like we've managed to pull out all of our staff now. Just the general public left, with Finn here and Doug, we can start to push them out. Trouble is, I noticed some reinforcement ships arriving here. Unless we can get control of the McStiffy's mountain and flank them through the Lave Radio Road, we're in a bit of a pickle, old bean.
Good, good. Michelle, bring me that old hobbit. I need to have a good think about this.
At once, your superioress.
Who are those idiots outside?
It looks like the Richard Swallow and the Jacks off a lot. They have a prisoner. No, it is the G1 boss, Quentin Balls Deep.
Good God! What have they done to him? Jolly poor show, old chap.
Okay, this changes everything. Lou, get balls deep in my anus as fast as you can. And while you're down there, I want you to reach around, see if there's anything popping up. Make sure there's no one clinging on or hiding in the berths. If you find any, bring them here. We're going to need everyone we can get.
At once, O'Bean. Tally,
ho! Now, Wagon, get your catapult and wheel it down the cargo ramp. However much I detest the practice, I want slaves firing out of my anus. Take one bag of mugs. That should be enough for one per slave. After that, you're on your own. Good luck, Senator Wurlitzer.
At that same moment, deep behind enemy lines, Finn Gerin and Doug Kitout are preparing to launch Operation Flash. As Finn gets ready, he has a touch of nerves.
I'm not sure about this, Doug. I mean, what if they shoot my best bits?
Listen, Baba, I'll be right behind you, and nobody will be shooting your best bits. Trust me, they'll be running the other way.
Okay, well, here goes nothing.
Everyone run towards my anus!
This is doing nothing for my self-esteem.
I wasn't aware you had any, me lover.
Here they all come. Open the doors to my anus and let them all in.
I think that is all the hostages.
Tell Finn he can put his clothes back on. It's just us and the monks now, and they outnumber us 10-1.
In the Mad Monks' headquarters in McThargoids, reinforcements are starting to arrive, and they are starting to push outwards towards my anus.
Fair followers. Today is the day we win our finest victory for Van Marnen Star. Onwards! And someone press record on the Twatch stream.
The Supreme Order expects nothing but total annihilation. Onward, my anus, for Van Marnen's our most shiny Lord Karras.
Sometimes I wish we weren't a mainly Island Order. I never know how well these speeches go.
In my anus, Senator Wagar is making a similar uplifting speech to his slaves and anyone who will listen.
You all have my full confidence that you will do the things you're not being paid to do, but you will do your duty and do it well. We shall prevail for the glory of the Empire. We will ride out this war, and you, my Imperial slaves, if necessary, shall do it alone. This is the resolve of the Empire. We shall fight to the death to defend my anus, even though much of Fart has fallen to the odious grip of the bad monks. We shall not fail in our task. We shall fight to the very last man. We shall fight in McThargoids. We shall fight in the booths and the stalls. We shall fight in the toilets. We shall fight with confidence and launch our champagne flutes in the air. We shall fight in the docking bays and in the corridors. We shall never surrender. And if we shall all die here today, then the Empire beyond this puny federation will come return with glorious imperious hordes and kick the fucking shit out of them.
Hey!
For the Empire!
Hey!
I'm not good at making speeches, but I am good at throwing mugs. Get your bags and follow me.
Okay, you pathetic lot. You will launch on my command and my command only. I want to be able to smell what they had for breakfast before they see a single mug leave your hands.
Here they come! Mug!
Slave! Oh dear. One miscalculated the angle. Knew I should have never used that Alan Stroud trajectory calculation.
Launch the mux!
Fire your McStiffies!
Ah! McStiffy in the face! I'm hit!
Mug!
Look at that. You've not even cleared your own lines, mate.
I'm trying my hardest. At least I'm throwing the mugs. What are you doing carrying under that table?
You know I'm allergic to war.
Richard Swallow, you get up here now and throw the mugs like the rest of us.
But...
Okay, you leave me no choice.
Get off me legs!
Richard!
Whoa, did you see that? A flying swallow.
She must have thrown him 100 feet or more.
What a woman. Damn, Richard seems to be all right. Still, where did he learn that flailing technique?
I've often seen him use it at the McThargoids bar. Usually after several Winard Hole burners and often against the guy who runs the karaoke.
He's going to run out of steam fast at that rate.
Yeah, I know all about pacing. I think he needs to slow down.
He's making his way back. I thought that monk seems to be pressing him in for a donation. He's refused. He don't look happy.
Ooh, arr. A McStiffy right in the chestnuts.
He's made a donation now.
That's going to ruin his docking control. He seems to be running one on one leg now.
Limp, Richard. Limp.
In the Empire field of battle, Senator Wagar is taking many casualties and his slave supply is dwindling fast.
Slave!
We're down to 180 slaves, Senator.
Well, then it's your job to find more. You're supposed to be advising me, so advise me.
It might help if we stop firing them into the monks, Senator, and use them like regular soldiers.
Are you telling me how to win this war?
It was just some advice.
Advisor!
We're taking heavy casualties. The McStiffies are running out, and the hot balls are starting to cool.
This is turning into a stalemate. One last push, and we'll hit a thine holy jumper of Braben.
Bring hither, ye holy jumper, and let us prepare, offer thanks to the holy monk.
Behold thy jumper of Braben. Blessed be thy woolliness, where only ye finest sheep from thine holy monk's personal collection were used. Brother Marks and Brother Spence will now read from the Book of Jumpers, 599.
The holy monk rejoiced in the Arar knit of a fair lithe pattern. And did he not hand thine holy jumper to thine Braben? And did he not holdeth the holy jumper to thine heavens and say, O holy monk, mayeth this holy jumper to protecteth the wearer from yon cold, keepeth her bits warm and toasty, and lo, thy people did rejoice. And many mugs were thrown, and you holy monk did see it. The Braben was snug, and it was good.
Yes, but how do you use thy holy jumper?
To use thine holy jumper of Braben, one must first locate ye hole and pulleth over thine head. Thou shalt not pulleth thine arm hole over thine head, or thou wilt stretch thine holy jumper, and it willeth become baggy and misshapen. Nor thou'lt thine putteth ye legs within, that is not the way of the holy jumper. Once thou hast located ye hole for ye head, you placeth thine into yonder hole, and it's certain thine arms, taking care not to place ye arms in the same holeth as yet, and pulleth thy jumper to cover thine body. And lo, a holy warmth will spread to thine body when thou hast finished thine holy jumper, hand washed separately at 40 degrees, using a mild detergent.
Okay.
Do not tumble dry.
Okay, that's enough. But I don't see how this will help in this pear situation.
It will keep thine warm.
On the Barnard Star side of the lines, the battle is taking its toll. Many mugs have been broken, and most of the crew have retreated into Myanus. David calls for a final push in hope of routing the monks away from Myanus.
Mug! We must defend Myanus! It's already killed, but we must not fall back any further. Michelle, up the firing rate to automatic.
We can't sustain automatic fire for more than 3 minutes, Your Majesty.
Fuck's sake, woman! We just need to push them back long enough to use my secret weapon!
Yes, the automatic firing is your Dananess.
Right, come here, you monk fuckers. That's more like it. They're falling faster than a Susan Boyle record down the charts.
Senator, we're out of slaves. The death toll has been large on both sides.
How did you make it back? Never mind.
We must have something to fire.
Well, there is one thing, my liege.
Yes?
Your books.
Don't be a touch of damn fool. I haven't even signed them yet.
Well, I could hand them to you to sign first.
The meticulous organisation and preparation I do for these pathetic federal events is ruined every bloody time. Very well, bring me my books.
At once, Senator. Here's your prestigious peacock quill.
To Mad Monk, hope you enjoy the book. Cheers, Drew. Book!
I so, chaps. There's a lot of them monks. Some of them appear to have sat down to read.
If you want some, come get some. Mug, 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 muggy, mug, 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 mug.
Would you have the rest of your tea sets, your gloriousness?
Oh, bugger and fuck it. You know I hate saucers. I can never fling them right. Fine, needs must. Just hand me what you've got. Saucer! Saucer! Teacup! 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 Saucer! Teapot! Sugar bowl! Tray! 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 What the hell is this?
Let me see the bottom. Ming,
Are you calling me a minger? Why are you aping a dress?
No, it is an authentic Ming vase, your empress. Yes, it is priceless.
Oh, very well. Authentic Ming vase! Oi, shitbox. I don't believe that was authentic Ming. Didn't have the right ring and sobbing sound. Walrus? Okay, then, very well. Elephant testicles? Wallaby penis? 3 pound of fresh haddock? Cast iron statue of Lord Brubin. No, got any of them? Just the porcelain then. Right, teapot saucer teapot. No, I was just doing a magic trick like that.
It's time to get the secret weapon, your specialness.
Yeah, fine. Give me the old hobbit then. Right, here goes.
Yeah, gas attack!
Fall back, everyone back to the ships! Our Lord Calath has deserted us. Oh, why hast thou become as dull at a moment of need of replenish, when our order was thine twatch and thineth head?
Can I take this jumper off now? My balls are rarer roasting.
I do believe the day is ours, old chaps. Tally ho!
Ah, that's blooming marvellous! That's blooming marvellous, right. I've been saving this cigar for years for the right occasion.
No! You have been listening to a LaveCon special episode of Dockers.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? This light is really starting to hurt my eyes now. Is there anyone there? Commanders? Greetings?
This episode was created by randomly throwing used fecal matter onto a blank canvas by Simon Winard, and then urinated all over by Grant Walcott. Additional spit and boogers were provided by members of the cast.
I do have twat streams to do. You can't just leave me here. Why can I smell burning?
What?
Ah, my first slave I fired earlier. Turns out the Stroud calculations are more accurate than one anticipated.
Please give a warm, loud round of applause to the scriptwriter, Mr. Simon Winard. Please boo Grant Walcott. As he attempts to take credit for this episode and the entire show. Three cheers for the cast. Many thanks to those that volunteered. Please show appreciation for our live Foley expert, James Trott, who has scoured the land of all the porcelain he could find in charity shops. so very sorry. Focus was created using assets and imagery from Elite Dangerous with the permission of Frontier Development PLC for non-commercial purposes. It is not endorsed nor reflects the views or opinions of Frontier Development, and no employee of Frontier Development was involved in the making of it. All music used in this episode was royalty-free and licensed for use through pond5.com. Tune in next time for more Dockers.